Hello there. Welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants on Supreme Master Television. Have you ever seen beautiful flowers growing on the sea floor? You might ask, flowers grow in the sea? Well, those flowers are actually not real flowers, but animals. More precisely, invertebrates called sea anemones. Sea anemones belong to the order Actinaria and are closely related to corals, jellyfish, and hydroids, all of which are classed in the phylum Cnidaria and can be found in both shallow and deep oceans around the world, particularly in the warm waters along coastal zones. As invertebrates, sea anemones lack internal skeletons, and they also have a mouth located in the middle of an oral disc surrounded by many tentacles. An anemone's mouth functions as its stomach, lungs, intestines, and circulatory system. At the base of the anemone's body is an adhesive foot called a basal disc, which attaches to the seabed or rocks. You will be surprised to know that there are well over 1,000 known species of sea anemones on Earth, and they come in different sizes, colors, and shapes, from a few millimeters long to 2 meters in diameter, from bright red, blue, and purple to green and gray, from disc-shaped to cylindrical, and from a dozen tentacles to hundreds of tentacles. Now let's look at a few beautiful sea anemone species. Stoacoctus, Tialia, Beadlet sea anemones, Cereontid anemone, Condylarctus gigantean, Purple sea anemones, the brilliant white-spotted rose anemone, the Venus flytrap sea anemone, a blue deep sea anemone, a strawberry anemone. And the last species is a giant sea anemone, Bolusoroides daphnia, which was first discovered in 1990 at 2,500 meters deep in the eastern Pacific Ocean. It was growing on rocks and cliffs near hydrothermal vent sites. This one is a true giant, measuring 1 meter in diameter at the column and 2 meters in diameter at the tentacle crown. Its tentacles are more than 3 meters long. However, not all sea anemones are so huge. Actually, many anemone species are very small, with some being even smaller than a human's thumbnail. Sea anemones have a wide range of habitats. Some attach themselves to rocks at the bottom of the sea. Some stay in mysterious subtidal sites. Some can be found in shallow waters along shorelines, and others live in the deep sea environment. Did you know that many sea anemones also thrive in the Antarctic region? You are watching Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants on Supreme Master Television. We will now go for a short prayer. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us again today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. We're taking a swim into the deep oceans to discover the world of the beautiful sea anemone. Some, but not all sea anemones, prefer to live in a fixed place and attach themselves to objects. Other species love to bury themselves in mud or sand on ocean beds, leaving only their tentacles exposed. Although sea anemones usually stay in one location, if the living conditions are unfavorable, they will move to another place. One way for them to move is to creep around using their basal disc, but their speed is extremely slow. They move about 3 to 4 inches a day, slower than snails on land. Another way for anemones to move is to float in the ocean and let the currents take them to new locations. However, swimming anemones called stomphias also exist, and they are different from sea anemones because when they sense danger, they are able to swim away. These creatures have a suction cup on their base, and when they want to settle down in one place, they push the suction cup onto a suitable space. Then, when they need to become detached and swim away, they push out and release themselves from it. Unlike other anemone species, which only drift from place to place with the help of ocean currents, stomphias swim by swinging their bodies back and forth. They even bounce off of rocks to escape from danger. One example of a swimming anemone is the tiny Bolaseroides mcmurrici, which is almost the size of the fingernail on a human pinky finger. This creature has the unique ability to pulse its tentacles so that it can rise up in the ocean. Some fish, crabs, and shrimp feel that sea anemones are perfect havens in which to build homes. For example, clownfish, which became famous in the movie Finding Nemo, live in the toxin-filled tentacles of host anemones. In this case, the anemone is the Heteroctis magnifica. While making sea anemones their home, clownfish enjoy dancing and swimming through the dense forest of the anemone's long arms, in which they find protection from predators, which dare not risk their lives to prey on clownfish in this environment. What clever little fish! But why can the clownfish find refuge and safety amongst the poisonous tentacles of sea anemones? Scientists have found that the reason lies in their skins. Clownfish have slimy coatings on their skin which match the sea anemone's skin chemical. So, sea anemones might feel more compatible with clownfish. In other words, clownfish and sea anemones have a natural affinity. Some species of sea anemone live in the deep waters, attaching themselves to shells which also provide homes for hermit crabs. In such cases, the hermit crabs are safe from potential predators and the sea anemones benefit by eating what is left of the crabs' meals. It is believed that crabs use their shells as the homes to keep the anemones grounded. Without hermit crabs, the shells would float away and the anemones would be damaged. Here's a porcelain crab living with a sea anemone. Here's an anemone shrimp living with a beaded sea anemone. The easiest place in which to observe sea anemones is in tidal pools. When the tide is low, you can find these creatures in abundance, remaining very still. Although over 1,000 sea anemone species have already been named, because the ocean is so vast, new species are found every day. For example, in March 2007, Robert Vrijenhoek, a senior scientist at the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute in California, USA, discovered a new sea anemone species, Anthosactis persea. This species is white in color and quite small. Also, in November 2007, scientists from the University of Alaska, Fairbanks, USA, found another new sea anemone species in the waters near the Aleutian Islands, near Alaska. This anemone not only anchors itself onto the sea floor, but also walks along the floor and swims with the help of ocean currents. May our marine ecosystems remain balanced and healthy for the survival of our ocean's inhabitants as well as all life on Earth. It was a pleasure exploring the oceans with you today here on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next, stay tuned for enlightening entertainment right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. We wish you abundant inner peace and heaven's blessings.